St. Barth's Bucket. Not many can claim to have taken part in the first ever bucket regatta. Royal Huseman was represented back then and is proud to be a present-day bucket steward today. The St. Barth's Bucket is indelibly marked on the calendars of more and more sailing superyacht owners. The regatta is the queen of all superyacht regattas. Simply put, it has everything going for it. The obvious draw is that it takes place in and around St. Barthélemy, a small French island in the leeward chain of the Caribbean. This pristine island with five-star hotels, delectable restaurants, seascape villas, glorious beaches, translucent waters, chic shopping, and hilly topography is the it island of the cognoscenti. Yacht owners enjoy relaxed feet in the sand, rosé lunches with fellow owners and guests, as well as team spirit dinners with their crew. Royal Huseman is one of two official stewards of this world-class event. In fact, Bucket Regattas and Royal Huseman have enjoyed a long-term relationship that goes way back to the first bucket, the Nantucket Bucket, which took place in 1987. The 82-feet, 25-meter Royal Huseman-built Volador, owned by American Charles Butt, was one of the original yachts that participated in that infamous for-fun-only race, organised, rather loosely, by a handful of owners and their captains. The origin story of the original bucket varies a bit, depending on who is telling it. Since all is based on 37-year-old memories, the lore around those early days cannot easily be fact-checked. Nor does it really matter. It's always been the spirit that counts. Roger James, the captain of Volador, was good friends with Peter Goldstein, owner of Flying Goose. Volador had a dock in Nantucket for the summer, and Goldstein, who commuted to the island on weekends from New York City, kept his dinghy on the dock behind Volador as his boat was anchored out. According to Goldstein, he arrived from New York City one night, and James invited him for drinks on board Volador. As happens among sailors, the two began bragging about their single-handed abilities, and then about which boat was faster than the other. The two determined to race out to the Green Buoy and back the next day to prove their mettle. As the evening wore on, weather set in, and the wind was blowing hard. Captain James suggested Goldstein not risk going out to his boat in his dinghy, but instead spend the night on board Volador. The next morning, John Clyde Smith, the captain of Nelson Doubleday's yacht Mandalay, popped by, and the idea of putting together a friendly race gained steam. Doubleday's wife's birthday was coming up, so it was decided to have the race the following weekend, making it an event where the family and crew were one for a weekend. The race was an invitational race, not a professional one. The first year, there were 7 or 8 boats. The cost for entering that race was $300 a boat. And as it was his wife's birthday, Doubleday offered to invite all to a celebratory post-race clambake. The first bucket was a big success and grew every year. After 15 years, Goldstein, who was in charge of all, including engraving winners' names on the silver trophy purchased by Doubleday at a Nantucket antique emporium, decided they should call it quits while they were ahead. The stakes had become higher. Concern for safety, handicap rules and ratings were becoming challenging. And, as Goldstein said, the boats are getting bigger and it is all getting too complicated. Furthermore, there is no room on the trophy for any more names. Conventionally, many super sailing yachts summer in New England and the Med, but head to the Caribbean in the winter. In 1995, the idea of the St. Barth's Bucket was conceived by some who had partaken of the Nantucket Bucket. Thereafter, a Newport Bucket took flight. Eventually, the Newport Bucket ran its course and ceased to exist. But the St. Barth's Bucket had staying power, and its legend lives on. Royal Huseman is thrilled to be one of its chief supporters. In the spirit of the bucket, we are all winners. Thank you for listening to this audio text. The article about the St. Barth's Bucket and many illustrations, including video, can be found at royalhuseman.com. News, in-house stories, and updates.